I think they're a mix of calm and crazy.
They're just fun.
They're like a married couple.
They're hilarious.
SAFM Breakfast.
With Beck and Soda.
Start listening.
Hey, welcome along to the podcast, guys. Beck's still some momentum. I reckon there'd be some sorry and sore heads today if you went to LIV Golf yesterday. What an amazing event.
What a huge buzz. So they basically, I didn't go. So they are cheering and screaming and yelling while people are putting.
Revolutionising golf and driving and hitting beautiful irons off the fairway. So Beck, essentially what it is, it's got a bit of 2020 feel that happened with cricket. It's just this great buzz, this great energy. Well done to everyone that went. Well done to South Australia for putting on another fantastic event. I can't believe it's been here for 2 years, Becky. You haven't got it. You would love it. You don't even have to like golf. It's
I know.
Just a buzz.
I was away on the weekend, but when I flew back, the amount of messy golf guys with caps and shorts with white legs getting on planes. Great for the city.
Yeah.
What was great though, there's lots of families there. Kids are running around. There is so much to do beyond just watching people hit a little white ball.
I didn't ask you. You took off to play in the Pro-Am on Wednesday. How'd you hit them? Did you get a birdie or a maiden?
Yeah, not too bad. Did okay. It was just phenomenal to stand alongside those guys that are the professionals and see what they can do.
Mm.
And they just make that golf ball talk. And all I did was make it scream and I belted it into the trees over and over again.
Let's get into this podcast, Beck and Soda on SAFM.
This is SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
Now, you might remember last week, Beck, that a guy called Damo called in and left us a little message. Let me take you back.
G'day, Soda. It's Damien here. Just wondering if you can ask Beck how she managed to get lost in Port Elliot and fail to follow the detour signs through the work area. I was the traffic controller and I went up and she goes, I'm sorry, I'm a bit lost. I said, that's all right. But she was all frazzled and a bit embarrassed, I think.
Yeah, for good reason too, Damien. Thank you so much for that message. Look, driving is not one of your, I suppose, top skills.
I feel like frazzled and embarrassed is just me every day.
Yeah.
It's just my state of existence.
Look, parking isn't something that you can do confidently. So what I thought I'd do is just to get a real understanding of what happened. Damien from Blakeview, traffic controller, joins us now. G'day, Damo.
How you going, guys?
Yeah, terrific, mate. Damo. Hey, how's your weekend?
It was sensational.
How'd the footy go?
Got up by 120.
Who did you smash?
Mitchell Park.
Oh, mate, they must be rubbish. You guys are good.
Half decent in our twos, so, yeah.
Who do you play for?
Smithfield.
Beautiful. Yay. Oh, mate.
Keep talking about footy.
Are you a tough on baller?
Nah, I'm a forward line.
Good boy, mate. You kick a few?
Two.
Yeah. Good on you, mate. All right, now, you're standing there traffic controlling at Port Elliot the other day, and then you see this ridiculous little mini. You must have thought it was Mr. Bean driving through areas that they shouldn't be.
Yeah. Bit of a little fancy car coming up.
It's just a little mini.
Yeah, it is.
Minis are fancy nowadays, aren't they?
Yeah.
Damien, they are. So what happened? Obviously, there's a whole lot of detour signs that Beck must have ignored.
Yeah, so we put up a big detour and, I've got this one road closure in the middle and a lot of people do come up there and have to turn around, but... Yep. At that part, there was not many vehicles coming up. There was next to none. And then, this one lone little black car come up. And I'm like, how you going? You can't get through here. And she was all frazzled. I'm sorry. I don't really know how to get through and where I'm going.
I don't know how to read signs.
I was a bit frazzled, Damien. And when I drove back, the big road closure sign that I completely drove past, I don't know how I missed it.
Yeah, but I'm not really sure who was more embarrassed, you or the young Shelly you had in the passenger seat.
That was my daughter. She was dying.
Yeah. Which daughter was it? Which Sheila was it?
There was the older Sheila. She was mortified.
Hey, Damo, can we just clarify, how many signs do you reckon Beck went through to get to you?
About four.
What were you doing? Where was your head?
I was trying to navigate, Damo. Oh, you were so kind. And then I'm like, well, why are the roads closed, Damien? I wanted an explanation. Well, I didn't know your name. You're laying pipes, apparently. Is that right, Damo?
There's Just a road closure for some works going on.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. Thanks, right. Jamo.
You would have thought that four signs would be enough, wouldn't you, brother?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
You're listening to SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda. Find the perfect gift for mum at Shields with up to 60% off store-wide.
In life, there are unanswerable questions. These are not those, but damn it, they're close. My head hurts, so it must be time for the Riddle Man.
Oh, yeah, riddle time, my favourite part of the week. Okay, 131060, give us a call, get on board. We've got double the movies and 100 bucks for your dinner and drinks. Rebecca Morse, get your pen.
I've got my pen and my paper, my little thinking cap.
Okay, here we go. A building with 7 floors is being constructed.
Oh, is it a maths one?
Oh, well, could be. So a building with 7 floors is being constructed. Now, each story contains 1,001 bricks, right?
It is maths.
So 7 floors, each story contains 1,001 bricks. How many bricks does it take to complete the entire building? Pretty simple, isn't it? Right, 7 floors, each story contains 1,001 bricks. How many bricks does it take to complete the building?
The obvious answer is 7,007.
Is it? Is that the obvious answer? You reckon?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. 7 stories, 1,000.
Yeah, so there are 7 floors, 7. Right? And each story contains 1,001 bricks. Right? 7 floors, each story, 1,001 bricks. How many bricks does it take to complete the building? Right? You switched on, ready to go?
Well,
is that your answer? You reckon
yeah,
that's the answer?
Lock that in, Eddie.
Could be right. You could be right. Okay, let's find out. Dave from Manopara. Morning, Dave-o.
Morning, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, good. You started the day well?
Yeah, not too bad. Just got to work. So.
Perfect, mate. Okay, a building with 7 floors is being constructed. Each story contains 1,001 bricks. How many bricks does it take to complete the building?
I'm going to say 1,001.
I like your thinking, Dave, but incorrect. Thank you, mate. You have a great week. All right, let's go to Melissa from Northgate. G'day, Mel.
Hello.
Righto. We have got a building with 7 floors. Each story contains 1,001 bricks. How many bricks does it take to complete the building?
I'm going to say 8,008.
I like your thinking.
Right, because the roof, you've got the roof on as well.
No, that's not the roof. Well, Beck, you got to. No, mate, the roof doesn't take 1,001. It's got tiles, perhaps.
It could be a bricked roof.
Okay.
Could be. Sure. No. Melissa, well played, but incorrect. Beck, is a floor the same as a story? Right, a building with 7 floors.
I don't know. Do I look like an engineer?
And each story contains 1,001 bricks. Right. Alexis, good morning, Alexis.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Did you go to live on the weekend?
I didn't. My partner did.
Oh, how'd your partner go? Big day?
A bit shabby next day, but yeah, not too bad.
That was awesome. Okay. All right, Alexis, here we go. You sound like a smart cookie. A building with 7 floors is being constructed. Each story contains 1,001 bricks. How many bricks does it take to complete the building?
6,006.
No. No. Yeah. Becky, you still going to run with your 7,007?
Yes.
Well, you're wrong. Sarah. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
How many bricks do you reckon does it take to complete the building?
7,007.
No.
I'm with
Thank
you, Sarah.
Well done. All right. Alana. Alana, do you know the answer?
I'm just going to have a guess.
Okay, what do you reckon? 7 floors, 1,001 bricks each story. How many bricks does it take to complete the building?
4,907.
No, but good guess.
Wow.
You know where she got that one from?
No.
Out of her backside. That was a pure guess, I reckon. Right, good on you, Alana. Thank you for calling. Angela from Paraka. Angela, can you put us out of our misery? 7 floors right in this building. Each story contains 1,001 bricks. How many bricks does it take to complete the building?
Does it take 1 brick?
Correct. Congratulations. It takes 1 brick to complete the building.
Angela.
Angela, you little smart cookie.
Women in STEM, we love to see it.
That's it.
Good on you, Angela. Are you an engineer at all?
No, I'm not, no.
You just switched on.
Yeah, I'm just a nurse.
Good on you. You are not just a nurse. You are a nurse, Angela.
I am a nurse,
yeah,
that's right.
There's well always done. A little trick, isn't there?
Okay, night out on us. You're off to the movies. Got $100 for dinner and drinks. Thank you so much for playing.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
Big buzz around town. I think it's still been just hyped since, remember, Gather Around a couple of weeks
ago.
Live Golf. I mean, you don't have to be a sport fan to be having a great time and enjoying the party.
It's all in the vibes.
That's what it is. Beck, now, coming up, of course, this Thursday night is the showdown. Port Adelaide, you are a one-eyed Port fan. Of course, there's many Crows fans around. They've come off a big win against North Melbourne on the weekend. Port got the job done. Against
lost half our team.
St Kilda on Friday night. That's actually true. It opens the door. I was wondering, what do you reckon of everyone tuning in that love their footy, the ones that do, what do you reckon the split is Crows Port?
Of our listeners out there?
Yeah.
I reckon there's slightly more Port fans. Like, I reckon we might have 60-40
Port.
I think we've got more Port Nuffies. And I can say Port Nuffies because I'm a Nuffie.
I thought the city was about 60-70% Crows. Was my assumption, right?
Yeah.
And it's just no data. That's just taking a guess.
Yeah.
You reckon it's Port listeners in terms of the show?
I reckon when
it's the other
pull
way.
Through, more people declare themselves as Port.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Right. We've got a bit of an idea for later in the week.
Okay.
We need to do a little snap poll.
Right now.
We want to get some data.
Okay? Some raw data.
We need some raw data because we've got a bit of an idea. So we need you guys to help us out. Pretty simple. 131060, give us a call. Don't need any other information other than are you Port or are you Crows?
Mm.
All right, 131060, can you give us a buzz? We just want to work this out because I think I've got an idea.
The issue for me with the Crows fans calling in is they might be, baking some scones to take on Thursday night. They might be a bit busy or...
What are you talking about?
What?
How can
packing
you,
the hamper.
How can
the
you relate scones?
The knee rug.
How do you relate scones to the Crows?
Well,
what would a Port fan be packing?
What are they
packing?
Doing right now?
We'll be waking up after a big night on the scotchy scotch.
the scotchy scotch. All right, 131060, can you give us a buzz just very, very quickly? All
okay.
We need is are you Port, are you Crows? We just want to... Just establish some data.
Okay, yeah. Snap poll with some
snap and if
poll.
You are baking some scones, you can ring up and tell Beck to get stuff.
Yeah. Get your butler to call.
All right, 131060.
Your butler.
Are you Port? Are you Crows? Simple question.
That's like saying, hey, Port Adelaide people, ask your parole officer if you can call. Now, I would never do that.
This is SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
Two tribes go to war on Thursday night. It's the showdown, and we love the banter during showdown week between Crows and Ports fans.
Well, you already kicked it off. You reckon the Crows fans are off making scones instead of getting
ready. They're packing
ready.
Their hampers and crocheting their rugs.
Seriously.
Warming their thermoses.
You are hardcore Port. I would like to declare that I am neither. I'm Western Bulldogs. Love the doggies. Okay, we are doing a bit of a straw poll. We need your help. 131060, are you Crows, are you Port? Because we've got a bit of an idea, but we just need to establish where things sit. Okay, Tara, Crows or Port?
Go to Crows!
Beautiful. You're baking scones?
I've never baked in my life.
There you go. Okay. There you go.
Wouldn't know how.
Okay.
Terrible stereotyping by me. Jordan in Gawler, who do you barrack for?
Got in the pair.
Beautiful.
Yeah, the mighty pair.
On your George. Okay, Liz from Hyde Park. Which team? Lizzie, who are you back for?
Go back, Crows!
Righto. Good on you, Liz. The whole family's Crows, no doubt.
All right, Alicia in Craigmore. Port or Crows?
Right. She's
all right, we're two from two.
Angela from Udunda, which is your favourite team?
Go, you Crows!
I just thought you were going down.
Wow.
Still making some noise.
131060, just a snap poll this morning. Bit of data, who's listening?
Okay.
And who do you go for?
Okay, we've got Elizabeth in Tarlee. Who are you back for?
Go Crows!
Crows. Woo-hoo. Righto. Okay.
Mm-hmm. We're 4-2.
I'm starting to,
Crows way.
Starting to get a little bit of weight here. Carly from Williamstown. Carly, which team?
Definitely the Crows.
Really?
Ooh.
I tell you, Beck, where's all Beck's
come
friends?
On.
Right, come on.
Beck, where are all your supporters?
they're sleeping
where
in
are
after this.
You actually reckon 60-40 it was going to be Port's way.
I thought we had more Port.
131060, are you Crows, are you Port? Cherie from Golden Grove. Cherie?
Oh, go the mighty Crows. Definitely the Crows.
What? Okay,
that's
this is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 to 2. Wow.
When you do your little counting, you put a line through when you get to 5, makes it easier to count.
You worry about what you're doing. Tiff from Tiff, Crows or Port? Tiff, you there?
Oh, yep.
Who are you back for? Tiff.
She needs to upgrade her phone plan. Oh, I'm guessing Port. That's Port.
Yeah, okay, we'll put her down for Port. All right, Caitlin. Caitlin Crows or Port?
Port all the way.
Yes, girl.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 4.
6, 4.
Okay. Okay, well, that's your 60%, but
yeah,
that's gone the other way than what you thought.
Yep, so that's 60%
right. Okay.
Crows.
So we're, which is what we guess society is, right? 60% Crows, 40% Port. Okay, got an idea. We've got some tickets.
Yep.
Right? But what we need is you to get on board. If you would like some tickets to the showdown on Thursday night, give us a call now, 13 10 60, right? And you've got to be prepared to come into the studio.
All right.
Have a chat to producer Rach. So 13 10 60 if you'd like to come along. What about that? 6 out of 10 listeners are Crows fans.
Yeah, well, let's just look at the scoreboard on Thursday night, shall we?
You're listening to SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
So one of our secrets of the suburbs last week, which we loved but didn't necessarily endorse, was the woman who confessed that she steals agapanthus from her neighbours for her dinner parties.
Of course, yeah, rather than buying them.
Yes,
yeah, just sneaks
them
around and does that. And we were talking about things that you may have pinched, particularly when you were younger. And Beck, I can remember being at Kmart and I was a mad supporter of the Western Bulldogs Footscray. Mm. And I reckon I was about 10 or 11 and there was a badge of my favourite player called Kelvin Templeton who won the Brownlow Medal. And I didn't have any money with me. Mum was out buying the Red Spot specials. Anyway, I grabbed the badge and then I got down on one knee and I sort of slipped my shoe open and popped the badge in the shoe. Right, and I thought, I'll get away with this for sure. Anyway, I was walking out of the store. We're getting through the car park. And then as I was walking, the pressure of my heel unclipped the badge and then the pin from the badge went straight through into my heel.
See?
And that was God saying, don't steal.
Stealing,
you dirty little thief.
Does not pay.
I've still got that badge at home.
Wow.
Still got it.
Cool.
Yep.
We received this voicemail.
Hey, Beck and Soda. It's Jessica. When I was in London when I was 8, I stole 2 bouncy balls and we got home to our accommodation and a London bobby knocked on our door. My mum told me that he was there to arrest me. I had legit giddies. I was so scared. I thought I was going to get arrested and rot in a London prison for the rest of my life, and I've never stolen again.
Good way to teach a lesson. Get the police involved.
Yeah.
You're in big, big trouble.
Yeah.
What have you pinched?
Look,
come on. There's got to be something.
I was never cut out for a life in crime. There was a bit of a gang in Blackwood High back in the day that were like stealing stuff. And I just wanted to know what was all about. So I was at Bilo with mum.
Yep.
And I put a Snickers bar in my pocket for a bit of adrenaline, just be like, I can be one of those bad Blackwood girls.
Yeah.
Anyway, I got out. I was walking to the car park and I had this massive attack of conscience. And I said, oh, hang on a sec, Mum, I've just forgotten something. And I ran it back in and I put it back on the
Oh, no.
Wow.
And I wasn't part of the gang.
No,
I couldn't crack it.
131060, give us a call. What did you pinch? Now, we do not condone this.
No, kids, of course not.
Particularly if you're getting ready to go to school today and you're up and about, we do not condone it, but stuff does get pinched. So we need to know. What about Kev on Facebook said that he pinched a pair of thongs for his mum for Mother's Day when he was 12 or 13. His parents busted him, but they didn't tell him off because it was a thought that counts.
All right, 13, 10, 60, give us a call. We don't encourage, but
no,
what did you pinch back in the day? You can get us on the Automasters text line as well, 0488 52 107.
Come on, fess up. We won't judge.
You're listening to SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
The following segment comes with a warning. We don't condone anything that we're about to talk about.
But did you choose the thug life or did the thug life choose you? We're asking on 13, 10, 60. What did you pinch after our Secrets of the Suburbs? She stole some agapanthus for her dinner table spread.
Right, let's head out to Gawler. All right, Lockie, what was it?
Oh, morning, guys. When I was about 8 in year 3, I stole my mum's engagement ring to give to a girl that I had a crush on in primary school.
Oh, Lockie, well played. What was her name?
Her name was Anne-Marie.
And how did that go?
It didn't go... Oh, it went well with Anne-Marie. So she was all flustered and she loved the... You know, the nice gold ring with the big diamond in it. She wanted to show it off to all of her friends, of course.
Yeah.
And come the end of the day, she's obviously been talking to a couple of her friends, and she's come up to me and with the ring in her hand, and she's just chucked it at me like some sort of movie romance failure. It was like the backwards notebook. It was wrong.
And what happened? Why did she do that?
I've got no idea to this day. I still don't know. I thought we had a good thing going. I thought we were soulmates.
I'm sure your mum was super happy to get it back. So lucky. What about this comment on the Automasters text line? Ebony, she stole a mushroom from the fruit and veg shop because she wanted an umbrella for her Barbie.
That's not bad.
But her mum made her go back in and pay for the mushy. Yeah.
That's good. Jacqueline from Elizabeth Downs. Jack, what did you pinch?
Good morning. I stole Smarties from the shop across the road from my house after my mum asking me to buy some milk.
Right. And did you get away with it?
No, they fell out when I pulled the money out of my pocket and got busted and marched home and very shamed.
I
never put it down until this day. And
still, okay, that was the end of your life of crime?
Yes. Well, I never stuck.
Well played, Jacqueline. Righto.
Glenn in Selex Beach, what did you pinch?
All right, so it wasn't actually me. I'm going to throw my son under the bus here. It was him.
What happened?
And he was 5 days old.
Yes.
Proud doting dad. So I don't know, I've got to go show him off down the local shops because I lived out in country Victoria.
Yeah.
We went down, grabbed a few things that we needed, and when I got home, I realised a tin of Milo had rolled into the bassinet on the pram, like it was hidden.
Geez, you taught him young at 5 days old.
Yeah, he's almost 16, hasn't stolen anything else that I know of, so
that
I've done something right.
Well played.
Yeah. Yeah. Starting his life of crime at 5 days old. Yeah, there nice. You go.
Don't pinch stuff, people. Don't pinch
No,
stuff.
Don't try it at home, but thank you so much for all your calls.
We do appreciate it.
Now and then sometimes. Yeah. You just
not now and then.
What?
Now and never.
Okay. Okay.
You're listening to SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda. Find the perfect gift for mum at Shields with up to 60% off store wide.
That's another Mum Fail Monday.
Mum Fail Monday.
So I don't know if you noticed that last Wednesday I was hangrier than usual in the morning during the show.
Didn't quite pick that up. was it because I went off and played golf?
Is that the reason why? Day. Well, I was fasting because I had to go and get a blood test after the show. I'm getting some tests done because I'm peri-peri chicken, as we've spoken about, and I just want to... The doctor wants to see where my blood's
okay,
at.
Okay, so we're working out whether you need to get some hormone therapy just to balance out this menopause.
And I took my 15-year-old with me because she also needed to get a blood test. We are trying to get her iron levels under control. She's been a bit deficient in the past. So I said, I will take you, I will care for you, and I'll nurture you as a mother, and we'll go get our blood test together because she's a little bit nervous about needles.
Yeah, you'll do what you need to do.
Absolutely. I said, you go first because you don't want to sit and watch me get a needle and get all woozy. We'll get you out of the way. She sits down and I'm deliberately, because I'm not good with needles either, I'm deliberately averting my eye because I don't want to see her blood come out because then I'll be hopeless. So I'm sitting and I've got my eyes closed and I'm like, anyway. Then the pathologist goes, oh, we need a bit of help there. I think she's getting faint. So she's sort of slumping over in the chair.
Oh,
she's
no.
about to faint after she's given blood.
Yeah.
So we get her and we lie her down on the bed for her to recover while I get my blood taken. Mm. Now, because I'm not good with needles and I've just watched my daughter pretty much faint, I sit down in the chair and then I start to go.
Understandably, though.
So, I've seen her and I'm worried about her and then I'm seeing her prepare the needle and get out the old tourniquet and then I start to get woozy. So there was only one solution for me. I needed the bed.
What?
No. I said, Miller. You've recovered now. Get off the bed. Mummy needs to lie down. So this poor child almost fainted. Had to give way for me so I could lie down. So I have my blood taken lying down on the bed. She had to sit up again.
What?
I mean, I'm closer to death than her. I need it.
You put yourself against.
Well, I needed to lie down.
Kid.
There was only one bed. She'd used it. She was okay.
Get off.
What is going on with you and motherhood?
Listen, if you could just fast track my blood, don't worry.
And you know what? And you need a license to drive a car.
SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda. Number one for fun. That's it for SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda. Now it's time to get busy for mum. Spoil your mum for this Mother's Day at Chemist Warehouse, where you'll find big brand fragrances at the lowest prices.
SAFM.